We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Breaking news here from the Indianapolis Colts. They add to their secondary. They sign cornerback Holton Hill, 24 years old. He's 6 foot two, 196 pounds. Interesting thing about Hill, he was actually an undrafted free agent signed by the Minnesota Vikings. I knew I had heard his name before, but I kind of did a little bit more research. And this guy has a decent amount of experience in the couple years he's been in the league. He's played in 28 career games. He started 6 of those games. And in the 3 seasons with the Vikings, he has combined 69 tackles, 59 of those solo, 1 tackle for loss, 1 sack, 11 passes defended, 1 interception, 1 fumble recovery, and 4 special team spots. He also helped out in the kick return department a little bit. He had 3 kickoff returns for 85 yards and has some playoff experience as well with Minnesota. So wanted to just kind of give you guys a little bit of a rundown on Holton Hill from kind of what I've seen. And I kind of did a little bit of research into, you know, some things with the Vikings and kind of why he was a free agent. It kind of seems like, for one thing, last year he only played in 4 games. He was dealing with an injury and they released him off of IR. So basically what it looks like is he's had some legal trouble in the past. He had multiple suspensions in 2019. So you got to kind of wonder, and some Vikings fans were wondering, okay, is his release more of a off-the-field thing than an on-the-field thing? Because when he's on the field, he was a pretty good young player for the Vikings. And so we know how much questions there are with this secondary for Indianapolis beyond Xavier Rhodes and Kenny Moore, right? So I think adding a guy like Hill just continues to add competition to this group. And he's a good player in his own right. He's a good young player. I think he gets now another shot with Indianapolis now and potentially could compete. Who knows? I mean, he's talented enough. I feel like he could potentially compete with Rocky Sin, with TJ Carey and those other guys.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Guys, for that number 2 corner spot, obviously you don't know, but he certainly got the size and he's played pretty well so far in his career with the Minnesota Vikings after being an undrafted free agent that they signed. So, yeah, it's definitely an interesting move. I definitely had heard of Holton Hill's name. I think it's just a credit to him as a player. He's already – I kind of thought of him as a nice young player for the Vikings when I heard of him. And it looks like the Colts might be getting potentially a steal here. We'll see, obviously, with how the on-the-field things go. Obviously, that injury is a concern. He only played in 4 games, like I mentioned, last year. So – I just wanted to give you guys a quick update. Indianapolis Colts boost their cornerback room. They add more competition. That's what you look for. That's what you ask for. That's what Ballard likes to continue to do.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Holton Hill is now an Indianapolis Colt. Let me know what you guys think in the comments below. Do you agree with this move? Do you like this move potentially as a low risk, potentially high reward type of signing for Indianapolis? Thanks guys so much for tuning in. Guys, we're just getting started with training camp. Can you believe it? It's day number two now. And we're going to obviously have a day number two recap. We already posted our day number one recap. So if you guys haven't checked that out, be sure to go do so. But it's going to be fun, guys. Football is officially back, and it's great to see the Colts continuing to add and tweak their roster as they go. Thank you guys so much for all your support and everything that you do. And as always, go Colts.